Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a go. Yeah, I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me blessing. Now I'm shining on the sun like it's nuts. Why I run?
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why?
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. I thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why?
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Should be too lit, should be four lit. Pick me up a 4-6. Got a bitch with another bitch. We ain't trippin' cause we all hit. Yeah, we all with the fuck shit. Yeah, we all with the fuck shit. Too lit, should be four lit. We ain't trippin' cause we all hit. Yeah, yeah, that's the shit I like. I ain't got no type, I can't decide. Girls like, they can't deny. Big and pussy with a side of wine. No, it ain't no telling what we might do. Put you in a pen, I wear it tight. Yo, Reaper got me, so she got my eyes blue. Oh yeah, that's my girl and that's our wife too. Lit, shit be four lit. People, we ain't trippin' cause we all hit. Yeah, we all with the fuck shit. Yeah, we all with the fuck shit. Lit. Should be falling lit.
Okay.
We ain't trippin' cause we all here. You know we all in it. All my niggas quit it and never call, bitch. Yeah, my D, my young nigga pulling up with y'all, bitch. Pick the shovels up and bend it over tall, bitch. They put that pawn down by your fucking penny, girl. They put some money up in his old independent, girl. Man, I'm just trying to pull some diamonds in your penny to get your kitty fit. Presidential streets and private jets outside the city, shit. One thing I can't stand is a pity hole. Can't keep your business to yourself, don't go to telephone. By where you been and how much pussy you be selling for. Don't wanna see you with a telescope, tell them go. Should be too lit, should be four lit. Pick me up a 4-6. Got a bitch, with another bitch. We ain't tripping cause we all here. Yeah, we all with the fuck shit. Yeah, we all with the fuck shit. Too lit, too lit, four lit. We ain't tripping cause we all here. Drop the top. All the bad bitches love the young low run. Young newcomer, cluster trap, suit jump. Made a player test score, cap 200. All the girls in the hood love being huh. All the niggas in my hood want more come. Light ball, JD, want no drama. No farmer, dope chrome, bitch, young mama. Kobe Bryant with it, 20 E flying with it. I ain't gotta go and get it, cause I'm rhyme with it. This bitch, that bitch, all on my dick. Ay, we ain't trippin' bout the pussy, oh, we all lit. Ay. Should be too lit, should be 4 lit. Pick me up a 4-6. Got a bitch, with another bitch. We ain't trippin' cause we all here. Yeah, we all with the fuck shit. Yeah, we all with the fuck shit. Too lit. We ain't trippin' cause we all here.
Yeah. Welcome to Dade County, you already know. No Miami, Florida. Shout out everybody. Freddie BZ, what they do? It's your boy Jimmy Day, my boy Freedom. 100.
Pussy feel like drugs to me. Love it feel like drugs to me. And baby can't control. I need that fix. I'm so addicted to that shit. Like drugs to me. It's feeling like ecstasy. Back and forth, side to side. I swear your love, it makes me high.
Back me down in the hallway, light you up, take you straight to the face. My, it's true when I need another hit, and my body feels sick. I don't know how to quit. I keep searching, plenty fish in the sea, keep surfing, getting rid of energy. And we like this all day, make a nigga feel good just when you call me. I might feel guilty, never sorry. I said, don't spread, baby, sorry. In rehab, turning me down. I just wanna be down. We have to work it out. Back and forth, side to side, I swear you're
7 p.m. Central. Already welcome to Global 14. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx on the line with you, the other host. Getting a day off, a night off. Yes, I'm jealous. But it's for a good reason, a good cause. Definitely make sure you're out there to get your pre-vote on. Get your voting in. Don't stand in a long line. I know that I've already got my pre-vote in. Faith from Staff said she did her voting. Go ahead and get out there to the polls. You know, make a difference. I want you guys to check out also iSideWith.com. iSideWith.com is a website that basically breaks down for you your views and how strongly you feel about each of you, so you can know just who you're actually siding with. Know who you're standing for. Know who you want to vote for. And that website will be a wonderful tool to help you. So if you're kind of like, I don't even know what's been going on, just go on that website and answer the survey. I think it's like maybe 30 questions, maybe, but they're very important. And they do pertain to the election and what's going to take place in these next couple of years. Everything that has been placed now will be affecting you going forward. So when your kids are going to high school, if they're in middle school, elementary now, it's going to be very important. So again, iSideWith.com. Check it out. Take the survey and go vote. This is your first time listening to The Cut on Global 14 or via Global 14. This is a station, hence the social network of JermaineDupri.com, which is his blog site, Global14.com. So I know I said that in a jumble, but definitely check us out Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. We usually here every Wednesday. I think we're going to get a break coming up pretty soon. I'm super excited about it. We just be giving ourselves breaks. If you got to take a break away from things sometimes, you got to get to rest, you got to get to reborn, you got to get your reorganization together. So I think we're going to be able to have a chance to do that. What, like around Thanksgiving? Yeah. So speaking of Thanksgiving, my goodness, the year has flew by. Just talking to Faith about that, it's already November. Yes, I'm ready for 2017, but I still feel like there's so much more that I need to take care of before we head into the new year. So definitely be prepared. Artists, this is the time, November, December. The CORE conference is happening this weekend in Houston, Texas. If you have the opportunity to stop through, make sure you do. Meet DJs, network with DJs. And not only DJs, but there should be other people in attendance. Bloggers, the media. I think Hip Hop Weekly will be there, someone, a representative from them. So just move around and shake hands and exchange cards, exchange CDs if you have them, whatever you have, make sure you step out and make the best of it. So Houston, Texas, the CORE DJ Conference, that's this weekend. They're already doing parties. I think Paul Wall is doing something tomorrow. Just a lot going on in Houston. In fact, speaking of Houston, Lil Wayne's going to be in Houston on Sunday. I don't believe he's tied to the CORE DJ event at all, but he is going to be in Houston. So it's perfect timing. Right now, I believe it's like a RSV-free kind of thing. You can come in there. I don't know what he's doing, what he's got going on, but he's going to be there, and I think it's cool. So if you want to see Wayne and you want to check out what's going on, it's being in Houston. Houston is the place to be this weekend. The other place to be this weekend is going to be Las Vegas. Our Soul Train Awards weekend has arrived. And it jumps off with Jermaine Dupri and Nelly and friends this Friday at Dre's nightclub. So am I going to be there? I don't know. The club is really not my scene. I'm going to be real with you. But however, if it is a scene and you do want to get your drink on, you do want to be stepping out, doing it, you know, having fun, Dre's nightclub is going to be the spot in the move Friday night in Las Vegas. And then there's other events leading up into the Soul Train Awards section, which takes place this Sunday. I don't know when they're going to broadcast it, but it does take place this Sunday. We will be on the red carpet. That's always exciting, but it is a lot of work. I think I'm going to do this. Don't hold me to it. I think I'm going to do like a little vlog thing to kind of show you what goes into the preparation of a red carpet and just everything that has to happen behind the scenes. Like, it's a lot of extra work. So it's fun. It seems fun. Yay. But it's a lot of work. There's rewarding as well. So I wouldn't change it for the world. So we're honored. We're thankful. We're going to be out there making a, you know, voice heard and with the presence on the carpet and mingling with the best of the best. Also, I just wanted, this is a quick night. So again, I'm excited. Y'all know I love anytime I can get off. Unfortunately, anytime I can get off early, I don't have to talk as much. I'm excited. So this is one of those nights. Yes, I'm excited. But there were a few things in the news that I just wanted to address really quick. So first and foremost, shout out to Hot Boy Turk, who is not, you know, new to the show at all. He's been a part of the show fam, if you could kind of say it that way. And he dropped a mixtape this week called Yellow Tablet. So that is available pretty much audiomag.piff. Anywhere you can get a mixtape, you can find Turk's mixtape. So shout out to Turk for the Yellow Tablet. And it is pretty good, you know, has a lot of people on there, including Soulja Boy, who just dropped a mixtape with Bow Wow last week. Now, I want to mention this. So Soulja Boy was getting ready to film his video for one of the records he and Bow Wow has. I forgot what it's called. I think it's called My House or something like that. I'm not sure. They got a couple of nice little groups that are circulating right now. So they're filming their video, and, you know, Soulja Boy is just like, yeah, I just spent $6 million on this crib. Whoopie whoop, check out my new crib, you know, in house, whatever it's called. And so, of course, you know, the bloggers and people get to investigate, and I don't know how they have this time, but people get to investigate, and somebody saw it on Airbnb. Now, if you don't know what Airbnb is, it's basically like you can rent out a home when you go to someone's, when you go to the city. Instead of doing the hotel thing, you can actually go and rent out a home or a house or a mansion, wherever the city you are. So I believe this is like located in the hills. So someone saw it on Airbnb. And so they're like, no, this isn't your house. You're renting this, blase, blase. And just, you know, going, you know. So, of course, you know, the bloggers picked it up. But in particular, Academics, who I actually think is hilarious. I love his videos. Academics, VJ Academics posted some clips on his IG. And he's like, yeah, you know, these are the, he did like a split shot with the Airbnb advertisement in Soulja Boy's video. And he's like, yeah, people are saying, Soulja Boy, this is, he's renting this out, but this is his, supposedly his crib, whatever. So anyway, what is the word, clap back? So Soulja Boy claps back, and he's like, no, you know, F you, you know, get your own money, post your own crib, this is my crib, I bought this, you know, blase, blase. He's going in, going off about the situation. And then, and then he says that he actually rented that out, that he's actually renting his house out. So he's like, no, that's not the case. I'm renting my house. So I'm sorry, you guys, my bad. Yes, but he says, no, I'm actually renting my house on Airbnb. This is not, you know, I want to make $4,000 in a day. That's my business. And you'll never make, you know, he's just going in. And to be real, Soulja Boy does have a lot of money. Like, I'm not his accountant, but he does have that cheese. So it wouldn't surprise me if that was his crib. Like, it really wouldn't. And so, you know, anyway, people are like, no, this is Airbnb. So it's just crazy how quick, you know, again, you guys turn into, like, the feds real quick. Like, if I ever go there, and I know, like, you guys will put it together, you'll figure it out, like, y'all will piece it together. Because the internet and people in general, y'all got the skills. Y'all need to use those skills for something else. But you be calling people out real quick. But Soulja Boy said, nah, this is mine. Yes, I put it on Airbnb, but I'm taking it off Airbnb because, you know, now I'm going to be out here. I'm living out here now. This is what it is. So I kind of believe him. I really kind of believe him. He probably did put it on Airbnb, and I would too. So I don't know. What are your thoughts? I'm interested to know. Tweet. I'd say call in, but we ain't trying to be here all night, so tweet, message, whatever you want to do. So that's the news on that. Then you got, who else? Okay, so Lil Wayne. We talked about Lil Wayne being in Houston earlier. So Lil Wayne interviewed again. Aggressive interviews this week, I guess, because Lil Wayne was interviewed. He was asked about the Black Lives Matter movement, and of course he was like, "What? I mean, What do you mean? What do you want me to say? Like, I'm not. He's like, I got nothing to do with that. He's like, I'm good. I understand. Yes, it's messed up what happened, but I don't have nothing to do with that. That's basically what he was saying. And then he got offended by something. I guess the question that the last question interview asked, it offended him, so he left us, took off the mic and left, and you know. So it was just really weird. But again, this is nothing new, and Wayne is not the only one to say he's not rocking with the Black Lives Matter movement like that. He's just like, look, I'm worried about me and mine. You need to be worried about you and yours. And that's basically what he said. He gets it. He understands it. But he's like, no. And my thing is, don't be a part-time protester. I've always felt that way. Maybe you're doing something in quiet and secret that nobody knows about. I personally have been working on something since 2005. And people that know me that I've had this nonprofit thing in place for quite a long time. So it's been for minorities and Black men in prison and things like that. So just based upon me knowing the treatment and things like that. So I'm sorry, you guys. You guys go to his testimony. He's like, yo, how long are you going to be? Like, no, we're going to do it. We're on for another, like, 8 minutes, and we're out of here. So that's what's up. Enjoy your night. But anyways, my thing, don't part-time protest. You know, do your part in your city, in your home, on a daily basis, weekly basis. Don't be out ready to burn things down or whatever you want to, you know, marching for the cause, flying into other cities for the cause, et cetera. Like, do your part in your own city. And you can start by voting. You can start by doing the votes. You can start by going to the polls. And with something you said you won't do, which is super backwards to me. So you're going to march, but you're not going to vote. You won't sign a petition, but you're going to, you know, fly into other cities and yell. So I just don't know. I think right now we need to really, really buckle down and be down for the cause. Or sit down and not be mad when someone else says they're not rocking with the movement in its entirety. They have their reasons, and you have your reasons. And maybe show him a better way. Show him something positive come about from the movement to maybe change his perspective. So I don't know. It's up to you guys. Support the artist you want to support, and you know, just do what you need to do. Support whatever movement you want to support in whatever way you know how, but don't be a part-timer. It's not fair. That's like a bandwagon singer. Y'all are the worst. Be down or be out. The other thing I wanted to mention this week is, yes, Faith gave me wind that the new single was on the Breakfast Club. I mean, I told you guys last week that I'm over him. I like the new single a lot, but I'm just like, where is this coming from? Why is he all over the news? Where are these records coming from? Where are these men coming from? Like, it's just very, very random. And what her and I discussed was that we didn't even need all of this. I could have just got a new Beanie single record and been excited and just been rocking with it, and I would have been good to go. I didn't need anything extra to come along with it. So I'm over it. I'm over the back and forth. I'm glad I didn't hear about Drake this week. He may have been in the news. Kim and Kanye may have been in the news, but I didn't have to hear about it. So I'm excited to have escaped or evaded that, rather. Was there anything else major? Okay, obviously Halloween happened. And yes, this was a very, very long Halloween. For some reason, it just felt like it wasn't going to end. I enjoyed Halloween because my sons, you know, we stepped out and they went trick-or-treating, you know, was what it was. Chris Brown dropped a new song, you guys, called Chris Cross. But I can't get it. I wanted to play it for you guys, and it's just not operating for me. I'm going to try. I'm going to give it like another 60 seconds, literally. So he's got, it's a play on from the social death group, rap group, Chris Cross. Something, 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 Chris Cross. So it's pretty dope. But I can't get it, like, in time to give this to you guys. It's all over the internet, so I'm sure you've heard it. He's actually got the Chris Cross Dance Challenge so many dance challenges. I'm actually going to post one from a homie of mine who created like a line dance kind of thing. So there's a lot of challenges out there. Those are kind of fun to watch. I'm really over the one record. If you buck, they keep playing that instrumental, but it's like a new song, Do Your Dance, Do You on the Beat or whatever. Like, I'm over that. Like, no more, no more Do You on the Beat. No more Your Daddy Ugly, Your Daddy Son. Whatever that is, I'm over it. Please, can we move forward? Like, y'all been killing that song for a long time. Like, y'all been killing that dance for a long time. I need another dance. Please. So, anyway, challenges are fun. Shout out to everybody in the news doing their thing, going to vote. I do like to see all of the celebrity artists putting their putting that positive energy out there, showing that they went to vote and all of that. It's amazing. It's great. Keep it up. Shop the Dive Free is in stores. Thank you, Def Jam. I have some merchandise, and there's some merchandise now that they're bundling with the CD. So you can actually, like, buy a snowman sweater and get a CD, and I think that's amazing. More major artists need to be doing that. A lot of independent artists have been doing that for quite some time now to separate themselves from the bunch. But, I think that's it. Do you guys remember when I used to, you probably don't, I used to go over the music charts of who was popping and who wasn't, who did what, who sold what. We may get back into that. But something I posted this week, and I'll leave you with this, was one of the men, you know, you have a phrase that says, I didn't come this far to only come this far. And I absolutely agree with that 100%. Everything that you've done to lead up to the moment that you're in now has been for a purpose and for a reason. Don't give up now. You've come so far. You've worked too hard to do. Go backwards. So definitely make sure you keep pressing forward. And I know I'm going to press forward. We'll be out there in the streets of Vegas. Soul Train Awards weekend. Shout out to everybody attending Core DJs weekend, independent artists. Shout out to Young Mania. You'll be out there with your team. I'm very excited to get this weekend popping and rolling. So we're going to be back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Guests to be announced. A lot of people coming up. And that's it. Oh, Monique. You guys remember Monique, the comedian? She actually did a video. And go to her Instagram and check it out and get the link. But she did like a workout video with a guy and some other person. And she's like sweat to, it's like basically dance until you sweat the pounds off kind of deal. So she's doing some type of campaign. And I love it. She looks amazing. I love Monique. I've always loved her from what I've known. I hope she comes to Soul Train Awards weekend so I can meet her finally. But again, make sure you go check out her IG. She just dropped a fresh new video on y'all like 2 days ago of her doing like this dance. You know, she stayed dancing. I love when she hosted BET Awards. Do y'all remember when she was hosting the BET Awards? But anyway, she just dropped a dance, and it's a sweating, you know, sweat, stay healthy kind of dance, and I'm an advocate for that as well. Make sure you keep up your health. So, iSideWith.com. Go vote. I don't want to hear you didn't vote because conspiracy and all this, that, and the third, and we're on Tuesday, they won anyway. No. So we're back next week, 18 Eastern, 17 Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. And I'm out at Onyx654 at Global 14 The Cut.
Yeah. Woke up this morning, feeling like Rocky.
back to myself, yeah, I'm motherfucking cocky. Take off all the chains, we can play a little hockey. You know we playing with the top shit, how you leaking socks? Let me tell you about the story from Marachi to Versace. My partner pulled up, I had to shove it off a box. Two bones on the side, yeah, you know a little broccoli. Choppers in the car, got my own paparazzi. Stars on the ceiling, confidences on the trill. Where them bad bitches at, let me know you in the bill. Last time I hit the counter, said my bell was a mill. Last time I hit the club, said I could've bought the bill. I'm about to hit him with the sauce, off the ass for a minute. Like my Philly niggas say, get in my bag for a minute.
They like, where you been, young?
They were bad for a minute. All them clown niggas went and shit was sad for a minute. But,
oh, these niggas get on that shit, y'all. I can write a hit, dawg. I'ma need 5 bricks for the show, dawg. Plus another 20k just to show, dawg. I done had 5, I don't like to take, dawg. I'ma show you how to kill him with the hate, dawg. Sometimes you gotta let a nigga know, dawg. Sometimes you gotta fuck a nigga old, dawg. You niggas gon' learn who the fuck with. Y'all old gon' meet me with the fuck shit. Took it out the bag, mixed it with the yellow box. Went to sleep, woke up, hit a yellow watch.
All them clown niggas when this shit was sad for a minute, but
I'ma make these niggas get on they shit, dawg. Do nothing else, I can write a hit, dawg. I'ma need 5 bricks for the show, dawg. Plus another 20k just to show, dawg. I done had 5, I don't like to take, dawg. I'ma show you how to kill them with the hate, dawg. Sometimes you gotta let a nigga know, dawg. Sometimes you gotta fuck a nigga hold, dawg.
Niggas envy, I can see it in their eye, dawg. Type of niggas sit and wait on your demise, dawg. Couldn't walk a mile in the side, dawg. I'ma show with the bit like the pride, dawg. You a whole ass nigga can't stop shit. You a whole ass niggas ain't buy shit. You know we brought out all the chains for the gold digger. And we brought out all the things for the whole nigga. You get money in this motherfucker, what it do? Got a pocket full of hundreds and I bet they blew. Hard dickin' bubble gum, no pillow talk. And I ain't gotta say much, I let the spiller talk. Bad laid out front for a tank, nigga. And I'm acting like my shit don't.